Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I want to start with the words of Jesus, which his disciple John recorded in chapter 5. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." My precious audience, the most important thing I would like you to focus on is the word of God in the gospel, much more important than my comments. Jesus continued to say, "Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." I love it. "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man." My friend, please say a prayer that God will help you understand the words of Jesus. Only the Spirit of God can illuminate our minds to understand spiritual truth revealed by Jesus. And of course, it's important here to mention, we believe in one God. We as Christians know, believe God is a spirit according to the gospel, and God is one God, eternally exists as three distinct persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is one in essence and three in persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are distinct persons. Each person is fully God. There is only one God. So these are three spiritual truths revealed in the gospel. Jesus is called the Son of God because Jesus is the only human being that did not have an earthly father. His mother Mary conceived as a virgin. Jesus was conceived through the Holy Spirit. Interestingly, the Quran acknowledges and agrees with this biblical truth, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. The one true living God has life in himself. That is what the verse we just read declared. Because God is the fountain of life and the author of life to all living creatures, God has life in himself. This life flows from God to all created beings. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons in one Godhead. The unity between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each of the three personalities of the Godhead is eternal and equal in essence, though they may assume individual roles in their respective work, which may involve subordination. And the gospel reveals the roles of the persons of the Trinity. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, took an additional nature, a human nature, and entered physically into our world and became one of us. Hallelujah! God did not remain hidden completely from us, But Jesus revealed and manifested God's love for us and sacrificed himself for our salvation. However, Jesus did not come to our earth to be a king, but he humbled himself and came to do God's will on earth. While Jesus Christ lived on earth, Jesus' glory remained veiled to most people. He used his divine power only according to the will of God, the Father. He did not use his supernatural powers to alleviate his own suffering or for any personal gain. During his life on earth, Jesus the Son was subordinate to God the Father, while at the same time have the same divine nature. As we read the words of Jesus recorded by his disciple John in chapter 5, Jesus said, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man." God the Father gave Jesus, his Son, his same life and nature, which he has by means of begetting. The gospel declares that Jesus, the Son, has life in himself, essentially as the Father has, being equally the living God, the fountain of life. I want to give you an example. We read in the gospel, 1 John chapter 5, and this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Very clear. Eternal life itself, God has put in Jesus' hands, and Jesus does give eternal life to all who believe in him and follow him. Because sin separates us from God and prevents us from having eternal life in God's presence, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins when he came to earth, and when you repent of your sins and believe in Jesus, the eternal living Spirit of Christ will live within you and give you eternal life in God's presence. Hallelujah! I know I have eternal life with God. The giving of life to others can only be by one who has in himself an original source of life. We read in the gospel that Jesus declared that he has the power to raise those who are dead in sin and give them spiritual life, also to raise the dead in their grave. Remember, we just read Jesus' words in the gospel. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Jesus is the only person who has the authority of imparting life to those who are dead in their graves and to those who are dead in their sins. No man or even a prophet ever has such power in themselves. Prophets performed miracles in the name of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, but Jesus performed many miracles by his own name and authority and power. Jesus just spoke and it was done. Hallelujah! We read in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark, chapter 5, that Jesus raised a dead girl to life by saying, "Little girl, get up." She was up and walking around. Jesus gave her life after she was dead. Now, it is important to mention that Muhammad said, "I am but a man like yourself," Surah 18. Also, the Quran in Surah 72 addresses Muhammad. "Say, Muhammad, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to right conduct." Muhammad cannot save you, cannot give you spiritual life, and cannot give you eternal life. I want you to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from all your heart. Dear God, thank you for your passionate love toward me. Thank you for coming to earth through the person of Jesus Christ and suffering, sacrificing of yourself so you can enable me to have eternal life in your presence. God, today I repent of my sins. I don't want to live disobeying you anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore. God, I repent and I put my faith in Jesus that he paid the penalty for everything I done wrong. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Contact me. I want to send you free materials and I want to encourage you. Rest of my audience, pray that God will use us in a powerful way to communicate Jesus effectively to multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. Contact me if I can serve you in any way. Remember, we are one family, one team, serving our Heavenly Father together. No matter, it doesn't matter your Christian background, we're still the body of Christ and we are the family of God. So call me, contact me if I can be of any help to you. I am here to serve you. God's peace with you. Salam. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.